ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே விஷ்ணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரை ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. கதாஹ் கலாஹ் பஞ்சதஶ ப்ரதிஷ்டா, தேவாஶ்ச ஸர்வே பதிதேவதாஸ்து, கர்மாணி விஜ்ஞானமயஶ்ச ஆத்மா, பரே வ்யயே ஸர்வே ஏகீ பவந்தி. சோ ஐ செட் லாஸ்ட் டைம், வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு ஜீவன் முக்தஹா வென் ஹீ டைஸ்? So the physical body will get disintegrated here, become elements. Atma, of course, will be there always, eternally, as pure consciousness, as Brahma. Only what happens, the change is on the part of the sukshma shariram only. Atma and the physical body of any individual remain the same. Atma of an ajnani, atma of a jnani remain the same. Anatma, the physical body of the individual grand person and the wise person are in the same condition. They go back to the elements. The difference between ajnani and ajnani is only in reference to the sukshma shariram. Because the mind is a jnani, enlightened mind. I formally doesn't like the expression enlightened, but still I use the term here. Ajnani is a mind has a jnanam, ajnani's mind has ajnanam. That is the difference. Therefore, the ajnanam makes such a big difference, which results in the adhyasa, adhyaropa, and all other wrong notions about the self. Even though physical body is not there, still ajnani's mind, the ajnanam, therefore unfulfilled desires, anxieties, all of them will be there. Therefore, in keeping with the power of the karma, again, Ajnani has to assume another body and then he'll be born again. No choice. No, we not doubt about it. Will he be born or not? No, definitely he'll be born. So Bhagavad Gita says that, okay, Jatasya Mrityuhu Dhruvaha, Mrityasya Janma Dhruvam. For the one who is dead, like rebirth is definite, 100%. Okay, but Ajnani will not be born again. Why? Because the jnani's mind will not be there. Mind will be resolved. So what happens, all 15 aspects in here, the pancha pranaha, pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, all of them resolve in their corresponding as the gunas. So indriyani will resolve in sattvic aspect of the elements, remain as an aspect of the elements. So also karmendriyani will resolve as the rajasic aspect of the elements. Prana will resolve in their own elements. All go back. Why? Because mind will not be there anymore. Only 15 will resolve. Panchadasha kalaha. What happens to mind will resolve means there will not be any thought. Thought will not rise, therefore the function of mentation is not possible. So mind is called disintegration of the mind also. Mind doesn't disintegrate. Mind also resolves for good. Because also ajnanam is resolved. Ajnanam is not destroyed. Ajnanam is resolved. What I, atma ajnanam, what I am is resolved. That ajnanam is resolved. Then there's no more a seeker, there's no more an aspirant jivatma anymore. Aham Brahma Asmi, the jnanam resolves. The mind is resolved for good. Therefore, punarjanma is not possible. Now, we'll move on to the next mantra. Therefore, karmani vijnanamayascha atma, பரே அவ்யயே சர்வே ஏகீ பவந்தி. சர்வே கர்மாணி, ஓகே, விஜயானமயச்ச, விஜயானமயா மீன்ஸ் தி இன்டலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ, பரே அவ்யயே சர்வே ஏகி பவந்தி, தே ஆல் பிகம் ரிசால்வ் ஆஸ் ஒன் இன் பரமாத்மா பரம்பிரம்மா. This is called Videha Muktihi. So now we have to, I read the mantra, I didn't remember whether I have done the Vijnanamaya Atma means the intellect. Vijnanamaya Atma, intellect resolves in Ishwara, that is one remains on with Hiranyagarbha. Then Karana Shairam also will resolve as Antaryami Shwaraha. Therefore, then the manifestation of consciousness will remain like how when the mirror is broken, the reflection of the face remains one with the original face. So the manifestation of consciousness remains as consciousness. The manifesting medium, Karana Shariram is not there. Ajnanam is resolved. Therefore, Karana Shariram is resolved in Antaryamishwaraha. As Maya, it resolves. Then Vijnanamaya resolves in Hiranyagarbha. Then Stula Shariram resolves in Samashti Annam as Virat. Therefore, everything resolves. And there's no more rebirth, which is called Videha Muktihi. Freedom from rebirth. Okay. Yatha Nadyasyandamana Samudre. So, Yatha Nadyasyandamana Samudre. Astam Gacchanti Namarupe Vihaya. Yatha Vidwan. நாமரூபாத் விமுக்தஹ பராத்பரம் புருஷமுபைதி திவ்யம் யதா நத்யஸ்யந்தமானா சமுத்ரே அஸ்தம் கச்சந்தி நாமரூபே விஹாய யததா வித்வான் நாமரூபாத் விமுக்தஹ பரஸ்பரம் புருஷமுபைதி திவ்யம். சோ பியூட்டிஃபுல், திஸ் such a beautiful, beautiful verse. He says, what happened? Videha Muktihi is explained further. Okay, when the wise person, after the death, when he is living his life, he is a Jivan Muktaha. When the Parabdha Karma gets exhausted, wise person's also death happens like an ignorant person. The only difference is, I said, the entire Sukshma will resolve. So that there is no Sukshma Shariram as such. So there is no necessity for this again assumption of a body to be born again, which is Jivan Muktihi, Videha Muktihi. That is explained in this eighth mantra. He says, Purusham, Paratparam Purusham Upaiti. Vimuktaha, Vimuktaha means a liberated person. See, Vimukta, V is a prefix, Mukta is a participle, liberated. When you add Visarga, it becomes an adjective. Vimuktaha Purushaha. A liberated person, a wise person, a jnani, Vimuktaha. Jivan Vimuktaha. Okay. What happens to him? It is said, Upaiti, he reaches. He reaches, means what he attains, means he becomes one with. He becomes one with whom? Divyam Paratparam Purusham. He becomes one with Paramatma. He becomes one with Paramatma. And who is this Paramatma? That's explained beautifully here. Divyaha. Paramatma who is of the nature of knowledge. And who is superior even to the Maya. Paraha means Maya. Paratparaha means who is superior to even Maya. See, Maya is superior to everything because it is Maya which alone becomes the entire universe, because of which universe is possible, because of which body, mind, complex is possible. And this Maya is superior because Maya also is beginningless. And what is beyond Maya, what is distinct from Maya, what is superior to Maya is this Paramatma in the who is of the nature of pure knowledge. It was said to be effulgent, divyam, parat, param, purusham. This Paramatma is said to be Purushaha. We saw the meaning in Taittiriya class also. Three meanings I gave. Purayati sarvam iti Purushaha. Pure ushati iti Purushaha. Purnaha anena sarve iti sarvani iti Purushaha. The one by whom everything is filled, he is called Purushaha. The one who fills everything is Purushaha. The one who alone, you know, obtains as the innermost essence of every being is also called Purushaha. Therefore, that Purushaha Paramatma, who is of the nature of knowledge, therefore who is said to be ever effulgent Divyam, and who is even the source of the power of knowing, as the Maya Shakti, is the Paratparaha. Paratparam, Purusham, Divyam. This Vimuktaha Upaiti means there's nothing attained. There's no attainment. He takes that Paramatma, obtaining as one's own Swarupam, as the self. He claims his Swarupam as one's own Swarupam, therefore he remains as Atma forever. Again, there's no association with the body, mind, and complex. No more association. So not having any body, mind, and complex identity, not having association with that, this Atma remains as Atma. That is called what? Attaining Paramatma. Paratparam Divyam Purusham, this Vimuktaha Upaiti. So this Videha Muktihi. But how is it happening? It is said, Nama Rupad Vimuktaha. Nama Rupad Vimuktaha. See, a person has to remain one with Paramatma. Means what? Remaining one with Paramatma is actually remaining one's own self. Remaining as the self. We understand, remaining one with the Paramatma means just being one's own self. Remaining as one's own self is called becoming one with Paramatma. If you are yourself, you are Paramatma. Okay? If you are yourself, you are Paramatma. What are you then? Always you are yourself only. But unfortunately, as long as you have identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, then you are not yourself. You are as though something else. If in ignorance, if you have identity with anatma, then you are as though something else, somebody else. If identity is with, if you are yourself, see, in wrong identity, you are as though somebody else. In knowledge, you are just yourself. Then being one's own self is called being one with Paramatma. Okay? This is what the very important lesson. Being one's own self. How to be myself? How to be myself? The question is asked. For you to be yourself, you have to shed your identity with what you are not. So you need not become yourself. You cannot become yourself. You cannot become Paramatma also. You are just, if you are yourself, you remain yourself, then you are Paramatma. So if you have identity with the Anatma, body, mind, and complex, then you are Anatma. Okay? Then you become what? Somebody else. You become a Jiva. Therefore, if you are not Jiva, you are Ishvara. If you are Ishvara, you are not Jiva. When you are Ishvara, if you are yourself, you are Ishvara. If you have identity with the body, mind, complex, you are a limited Jiva. So what prevents you from having the not remain, what prevents you from being yourself? What you are, knowledge of what you are. The ignorance of what you are prevents you from being what you are. Therefore, if this wise person has the Jnanam, therefore he remains himself. Remaining himself is what? Claiming one's own Swarupam, being pure knowledge. Okay, that's why he said to be remaining one with Paramatma. Vimuktaha Divyam Paramam Paratparam Purusham Upaiti. Okay. People should not lose patience when they listen to things that you can type. They should not feel impatient and they should not get tired. They can't tolerate and they turn off and go away. Okay. What they do? Vidwan Nama Rupad Vimuktaha Bhavati. First thing, he becomes free from the hold of name and form. Being free from hold of name and form means not have no more physical body. Therefore, no more subtle body is not there, no more physical body. Is called what? Nama Rupad Vimuktihi. Freedom from the hold of body, mind, sense complex is what? Nama Rupad Vimuktaha. No more name, no more form, no more physical form. When he becomes devoid of the form and name, what happens? It is said beautifully, Yatha Nadyaha Syandamanaha Samudre Astam Gacchanti Namarupe Vihaya. Very beautiful example. When the river is flowing, Syandamanaha Nadyaha, the rivers which are flowing are said to be Syandamanaha Nadyaha. See, I want to make a note of Shanach Pratyaya. Syandate is happening from Syandate is flowing. Syandate flows. Syandamana Nadi, flowing river. So rivers which are flowing, Syandamanaha Nadyaha. The Syandamanaha Nadyaha, actually Vahantyaha Nadyaha. Vahantyaha Nadyaha are flowing rivers. These rivers flow as long as they go near the ocean, they have the name as river. The minute they join the ocean, Vimukta Bhavati, is it a name and form river goes. The river water which enters into the ocean gives up its identity with the form and name river. Okay, Namarupad Vihaya. Similarly, Syandate means now merges. So Vahantyaha Nadyaha, Syandate. Syandate, again, this flowing river, it reaches the ocean, then Namarupe Vihaya, giving up its identity, losing its identity as river, Syandamanaha, it is said, Samudre Astam Gacchanti, they resolve in the ocean, remain as ocean. The rivers, the water which flows in the mouth of rivers, losing its identity with the form and name river, it becomes one with the ocean. This is an example given, beautiful example. Here also, the physical identity, body identity goes, identity with the anatma goes, the person remains as oneself, as Paramatma. That is what is said here for the Jivan Muktaha. Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda. Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda. Brahmaiva Bhavati Nastya Brahma Vit Nastya. Nasya Brahma Vitkule Bhavati. Nasya Brahma Vitkule Bhavati. Tarati Shokam Tarati Papmanam. Guha Granti Bhyo Vimukto Mruto Bhavati. It's a very nice, beautiful mantra again. Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda Brahmaiva Bhavati Nasya Brahma Vitkule Bhavati Tarati Shokam Tarati Papmanam Guha Granti Bhyo Vimukto Mruto Bhavati. See here, the Acharya. Do you remember the Acharya of this Upanishad? What is the name of the Acharya here? Tell me. In the beginning, who was the teacher? Who was the student? Shaunaka?
Angiras.
Huh?
Angiras.
Angiras. Yes. So now the teacher here, the teacher's lesson now. Until now, teacher was teaching as the Upanishad was teaching. Now this mantra is actually, finally the teacher is coming into the picture and he was unfolding Upanishad mantras. Now it's also Upanishad mantra only. It's as though teacher is winding up his teaching, the concluding his teaching. He says, Saha Yaha, it's a consolidation of the whole of the teaching presented by the Upanishad, given by the teacher. Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda. So Saha Yaha, the two pronouns are coming together. Yaha, Yaha, Saha, Yaha. That person who knows Paramam Brahma. Ha, okay, indeed. So that person who knows absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self, that person, Brahmaiva Bhavati, he becomes Brahman itself. Where do you come, the same thing come across, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param, the same way. It also said, the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman itself. In fact, knower of Brahman becomes Brahman means, does not become Brahma, he remains as one's own self. In fact, remaining as oneself is called what? Becoming Brahman. Becoming limitless. Remaining oneself means what? By knowing one's own swarupam. One giving, one when shifts one's identity from anatma, body, mind, sense, complex. Then without any wrong identity, remaining as oneself. There's no right identity also now. Okay? Just in ignorance is resolved. Ignorance calls adhyasa is resolved. Goes. Then identity from anatma, body, mind, sense, complex is shifted there. And then one sees oneself as Brahma. Seeing oneself being Brahma already by recognizing one's own swarupam being Brahma is what? Becoming Brahma. This person remains oneself, Brahmaiva Bhavati. Then that person. So asya kule abrahmavid na bhavati. Amazing. Asya kule, even if this person goes away, in his family, there will not be any ignorant person anymore. Because of this glory of this person who dies as a jivan muktaha, and that person remains as videha muktaha, even in his family, then there will not be an ajnani. Abrahmavit asya kule na bhavati. Even in his family, not only himself, he has become a jnani. Even in his family, there will not be another ignorant person. Which means, what does it mean? This person himself will not be there. He will be a muktaha. Therefore, in his kulam also, in his family also, there will not be another ajnani in his family. Asya kule na asya abrahmavit kule bhavati. How should take it? Asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. That na should go with bhavati. Asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. In his family, there will not be an ignorant person. Okay. Now such a person who knows Param Brahma as one's own swarupam, shokam tarati, it's a beautiful atmamitta shokam tarati, a very famous mantra, everywhere it comes. Atmamitta shokam tarati. He crosses over the sorrow of life of samsara. He crosses over the samsara, ocean of samsara, which means he shokam tarati, then no more grief in his life. He becomes free from grief. He crosses over grief. Shokam tarati. கஹா பிரம்மவித்து, பிரம்மவித்து சோகம் தரதி. Then பாப்மானம் தரதி. How does he become free from sorrow? He becomes free from பாப்மா. பாப்மா is an அகாரந்த சப்த, which means பாபம். பாபம் is அகாரந்த சப்த. பாப்மா is an அகாரந்த சப்த. So பாப்மானம் தரதி means he becomes free, he crosses over all forms of கர்மஸ், all punya papams, no more sanchitam, no more agami, even prarabdham is over, is absolutely free from bondage of karma. He overcomes sorrow for good, he overcomes samsara for good, he becomes free from bondage of karma for good, he crosses over bondage of samsara. Then guha grantibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. குஹா கிரந்திபியா விமுக்தஹ பவதி. குஹா மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட், ஓகே. குஹா மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட் அண்ட் கிரந்தி, கிரந்திஹி. கிரந்திஹி மீன்ஸ் நாட். கிரந்திஹி இஸ் அ நாட். கிரந்திபியா ஃப்ரம் தி நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட். யூ நோ வாட் இஸ் நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப், வாட் யூ மீன் பை நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட்? சோ மெனி கன்ஃபியூஷன்ஸ், so many wrong notions, so many wrong perceptions of others, so many wrong perceptions of one's own self, confusions, emotional issues, you know, this raga, dvesha, mada, matsarya, and then all sorts of mental cobwebs. Okay, mental cobwebs is called what? Guha granthayaha. So guha granthibhyaha saha muktah bhavati. He becomes free from the knots of the mind. No more ajnanam, no more adhyasaha, no more adhyaropaha, no more kama krodha lobha maha mada matsaryam, no more wrong perception, no more wrong notions about the self and the world. Therefore absolutely he becomes a peace, tranquil minded. The absolutely tranquil mind is the mind where no thought can arise, because the mind peace mind cannot be disturbed at all by any external situation. We call it agitation, absolutely agitation free mind, because no more cobwebs. Why? No external situation or you know any one's own internal situation also can really trigger any of the trigger any disturbance. Therefore non-disturbably subtlest, quietest mind, most tranquil mind, tranquilized, I mean, but mind, not artificial tranquilizers the person need to take, because swarupam, because of the absolute self-security, because of absolute protection the person has, satisfaction the person has, just by remaining what one's own self is. Being one's own self is what? In fact, being non-disturbable. That is why he said to be, he is free from all forms of mental cobwebs. Vimukt guha grantibhyaha, knots of the mind. He becomes free from the knots of the mind. He becomes free from all forms of mental disturbances, illusions and confusions and delusions. Then குஹா கிரந்திப்யா விமுக்தஹ அம்ருதஹ பவதி. அம்ருதஹ பவதி, he also remains immortal. He remains immortal means there's no more birth for him, therefore no more death also. He has been already immortal because of the knowledge of his own swarupam, remaining one's own self without any identity with the body, mind and complex is called what? Being immortal forever. Okay, being immortal. This person becomes immortal, he remains immortal. He attains immortality, which is Jivan Muktihi as well as Videha Muktihi. That's why the beautiful thing is, really, if you have to become, it's very difficult. There's no need for anyone to become anything. You're already just what you are. Only thing is, wrong identity has to go, for which ajnanam has to resolve. For which you need to discover what you are. Okay? If you want to discover what you are, ajnanam goes along with ajnanam. Ajnanam goes adhyasa. Ajnanam cost adhyasa. Adhyaropa goes. Then just you are yourself. That is what is being, that is the description of a person who is one's own self. If a person remains as one's own self, he is a Brahmavit. Brahmavit, Brahma, Brahma, Eva Bhavati. So, Asya Kule Api Abhramavit Naja Bhavati. Saha Shokam Tarati, Papmanam Tarati, Guha Granti Bhai Muktaha Bhavati, Amrutaha Bhavati. So, all glorification of knowledge. The person becomes that. Tadetad Richabhyuktam. See, I'm not doing the self-unfoldment here. Because it's already known. Tadetad Richabhyuktam. Kriyavanta Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha. Kriyavanta Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha. Swayam Juhvata. Ekarshim Shaddhayantaha Teshame Vaitam Brahma Vidyam Vadeta Shirovratam Vidhivadyaistu Chirnam Tadetadrachabhyuktam Kriyavanta. Now, Tadetadrachabhyuktam Kriyavanta Shrotriya Brahma Nishtaha Swayam Juhvata Yekarshim Shaddhayantaha Teshame Vaitam Brahma Vidyam Vadeta Shirovratam Vidhivadyaistu Chirnam. Now, Tad Yetad Richa Abhyuktam. The teacher continues, whenever the word Richa comes, okay, Richa means by the Rig Mantra. Rich, Rik, Rik is a mantra. Rik is a mantra. The third case of Rik is Richa. Richa Abhyuktam, it has been revealed by the Rig Mantra. So, Mundaka Upanishad is a different mantra. It's a quoting a Rig Mantra. See, Rig Mantras are quoted in all other Upanishads. Is Atharveda mantra. No, but still here it is quoted. Rig mantra is quoted in Atharveda Upanishad. What does Rig mantra say? It is said, Kriyavantaha Shrotriyaha Brahmanishtaha Swayam Juhvata Yekrishim Shaddhayantaha Teshameva Yetam Brahma Vidyam Vadeta Shirovratam Vidhivadyaistu Chirnam. It is said, see, Brahmanishtaha Shrotriyaha. Okay, the Shrotriyaha means people of profound wisdom, people of profound knowledge. People of profound knowledge are said to be Shrotriyaha. Shrotriyaha means the one who has abundantly heard the Shastram. The people of Shrutavan means what? Nariya Padam Ketavar. Shrotriyaha. People who have profound knowledge of Shastram are said to be Shrotriyaha. Shrotriyo Shrotriyaha. And there also Brahmanishtaha. See, Shrotriyaha, the one who has performed knowledge of the Shastram. Brahmanishtaha, those who remain steadfast in the vision of the reality being one's own essential nature. Brahmanishtaha means one who has steadfast, clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of the absolute reality of the whole is said to be Brahmanishtaha. Brahma Jnane Nishtaha, Brahma Jnana Nishtaha. Brahma Jnana Nishtaha is called Brahmanishtaha. Nishtaha means one who is of steadfast vision of the reality of the whole being one's own self. Such a person is called Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha is a Kshatriya. And those people, Brahmanishtaha Kshatriyaha, Kriyavantaha. Okay, Kriyavantaha. Kriyavantaha again. See, Kriyavan, the person of action is called Kriyavan. The person of action is called Kriyavan, is a Takaranta Shabdaha. Okay, they are Kriyavantaha. So Kriyavantaha means people who would have lived a life of Karma Yoga. So Kriyavan means a person of action is called Kriyavan. But according to Veda Shastram, the person of action means those people who are committed to live the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Therefore, who strictly follow those values and disciplines and who follow their dharma duties also in keeping with varna, in keeping with ashrama, okay, in keeping with one's age, in keeping with one's, it's very important. Okay, Shastram does not allow, Shastram, according to Shastram, one's duties must be in keeping with one's age. In keeping with one's age, in keeping with one's ashrama, in keeping with one's varna also, everyone has one's own duties. So medical professionals should be doing only medical related jobs. So whoever has inclination or whichever job, according to that becomes a varna. So one must, the person who knows one's duties as varna, varna dharma, ashrama dharma, therefore, knowing in keeping with varna and ashrama, one who lives a way of life ordained by the Shastram, strictly following the value of values, knowing the value of values, and the proper attitude, also having moksha as the ultimate goal, the total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, such a person is called Kriyavan Karma Yogi. So, all these Brahmanishtaha and Kshatriyaha, they must have been first Kriyavantaha. Kriyavantaha alone. So people who lived life Karma Yoga alone. Okay. Then they become qualified for this Jnanam. So Kriyavantaha. Kriyavantaha. They alone, by living a life Karma Yoga, having become qualified for this Jnanam, they attain Jnanam and thereby they become Kshatriyaha, they become Brahma Nishtaha. That is the meaning given here. The Rig Mantra says that. Okay. Next is Swayam Juhvata Yekarshim Shraddhayantaha. Swayam Juhvata Yekarshim Shraddhayantaha. Now, why Upanishad talks about the karma here again? Because the Brahma Vit has two meanings. One, first we understand the person who has a profound, doubt-free, clear, ascertained knowledge of the truth is also called Brahma Vit. And because he has profound knowledge of the Shastram, the Kshatriyaha, such a person attains moksha, we understood. But now, the word Brahmavit also means the Upasakaha. Okay. So here one more thing. So Brahmanishtaha means one who is committed to the attainment of Hiranyagarbha status. Okay. The one who is committed to the attainment of Hiranyagarbha status. Therefore, Dharmanishtaha, another meaning of the word Brahmanishtaha is what? The person who is committed to the attainment of Hiranyagarbha status, therefore who is given to the discipline of practice of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, he is also known as Brahmanishtaha. Please make sure I'm giving both the meanings. Okay, that's another meaning of Brahmanishtaha. Okay, this Brahmanishtaha means Hiranyagarbha Upasakaha. And Hiranyagarbha Upasaka also, as a result of practicing meditation, why he is able to practice Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? He is able to practice Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, and he also is a Kriyavan. He must have lived a life of Karma Yoga also. So as a Karma Yogi, as an Upasaka, it is possible for him to be an Upasaka and Karma Yogi because he has Shrotriyatvam, because he has the clear knowledge of the teaching of the Shastram, because he follows strictly the Vedic way of life, enjoined by the Shastram because of his profound knowledge in the Shastram. Okay, Shrotriyatvam means the person who has the profound knowledge of the Shastram. Okay, now Brahmanishtaha, he practices Upasanam. So he is Kriyavan, he is also Brahmanishtaha. Means Brahmanishtaha, Brahma, Saguna Brahma, Hiranyagarbhasya Upasakaha. Okay, so now we have the plural word here. Therefore, Brahmanishtaha, Kriyavantaha, all plural expressions. So those people who are Kriyavantaha, who strictly live a life of Karma Yoga, at the same time, who are also given to the discipline of practice of Hiranyagarbha Upasana meditation. And those people, which means what? Because of these two disciplines, they have mental purification and mental steadiness. So, Karma Yoga, as a Kriyavan, one attains mental purification. As a Karma Yogi, a person develops wisdom, Antakarna Shuddhi. As a Brahmanishtaha, as a person of meditation, you also have mental steadiness, Antakarna Naischalyam. So, Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Naischalyam implies this person definitely has Pramukshutvam, he has Viveka, he has Vairagyam, he has all disciplines, which means this person is endowed with the fourfold qualifications required for Jnanam. Okay. All that is mentioned by these two sentences. So, Kriyavantaha, Shrotriyaha, Brahmanishtaha, Swayam, Ekarshim, Juhvate. It must be Juhvate, but Ekara is dropped there because of the Sandhi rule. Juhvate becomes Juhvata. Okay. Shraddhayantaha, with great Shraddha. Shraddhayantaha means what now? Shraddhavantaha. Shraddhavantaha, having great Shraddha in the Vedic injunctions of the Karmakanda of the Shastram also. And then what they do? Ekarshim. Ekarshim juhvate. Ekarshim juhvate. So, these people, Kriyavantaha, first of all, Shrotriyaha, then they become Kriyavantaha, because of Shrotriyatam, they are also Brahmanishtaha. See, Brahmanishtha, the same word is used for a Jnani also. Jnani also, the same word is used, and for Upasaka also same word is used. So you must be very careful with these two words, when they are used for what. But in this context, it means the Upasakaha. Okay. So, those people also, and they are, Juhvate is a Atmane Padam, which means perform a ritual. Juhvate, form of ritual. And the ritual is specially known as Ekarshihi. The fire ritual is called Ekarshihi. And the Ekarshihi means they perform the ritual, means they worship. They worship the Lord, they worship by through the performance of the specific fire ritual called Ekarshihi. And for which the person also must go through a vow. Okay, a vow. Going through the vow means one must really have one's hair also shaven and all. That's the thing. It's called Shirovratam. Having one's hair removed, it's called Shirovratam. And one is Uttahachya person. Shastram says very strictly, the person must have followed strictly a way of life of way of life Anyamaya Shastram, and he must have that at least he must have that profound knowledge of the Shastram. As a Jnani, he would have had profound knowledge of the Shastram. It's a different thing. But here, the person who has the clear understanding of the teaching, thereby who strictly follows the way of life, who also follows the Upasanam, thereby who is qualified for Jnanam, who has Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Naishchalam, who also has all the Viveka Vairagyam, Shamadama, etc., who has Mukshutvam, such a person, and who has gone through, who has performed this ritual called Ekarshihi, the fire ritual called Ekarshihi. And the way who would have gone through the Vau, Vau means Shiro Vratam, Vartam, word Vratam means Vau. Shiro Vratam means not a vow or anything. One must make oneself definite to have one's hair removed. Okay, this is called Shiro Vratam. And Mundanam is called Mundanam. Mundanam is shaving one's head. Not shaving one's hair on the head. But the person becomes bald headed, okay? Removes all the hair. There's a specific ritual to be done by a sannyasi. So even today, when in our Gurukulam, when the men have sannyasa, they go. Because women are not asked to do. Women are supposed to keep the hair long. They were not supposed to decorate, that's all. So we cut it a little bit, okay? Otherwise, they only for men, they remove the hair completely for sannyasis. So it is mentioned here that that vratam, one must go through that vratam. Shiro vratam means have one's hair removed and all that. Only such a person, Brahma Vidya should be taught. Okay? Brahma Vidya should be taught to such a person means what Upanishad says, we should not get scared. It is no point in teaching Brahma Vidya to the person who is not qualified. The person who is not really have Shraddha in Shastram. Simply, if people want to attend the classes but they have no Shraddha in Shastra, means what is the point? They must make efforts to follow the way of life up to the best of their ability. Not for everything. They must be able to follow the Shastra life. There is simplicity in one's life. There must be a clean life. All these are very strict. Then, one must take care of one's mind. That is why one repeatedly, one is said to be, one must follow life of karma yoga. One must also practice to upasanam. So that Hiranyagarbha upasanam also. And not Hiranyagarbha upasanam means what? Not a big upasanam, any upasanam. So that because of the disciplined life, the person lived a life, worshipful and prayerful life of dharma. All the three words can be reduced to these three words. The person must have lived a clean, worshipful, prayerful life of dharma. Then, who is qualified, who has that physically, without becoming sannyasi also, who goes through sannyasa mentally, who has adequate degree of vairagyam. Only for such a person, Upanishad should be taught. Otherwise, Mundaka Upanishad is very strict. Towards the end, Upanishad is saying, no, only such a person should be taught Vedanta, Upanishad teaching. What does it mean? Definitely one must have that sannyasa vritti mentally. There must be tivra vairagyam for jnanam. There must be tivra vairagyam towards everything else. There must be staunch passion for jnanam. Only then Upanishad must be taught. That is the idea given in this mantra. Therefore, all these are mentioned. Okay, we should not get disturbed by these things. That's the Upanishad is emphasizing the importance of vairagyam. This verse specifically emphasizes the qualification of vairagyam. What it means, it says by all these things is, not that you must really have your hair shaven, not that you must be practicing meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. What it emphasizes is, by practicing Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, by living a life of karma yoga, by strictly following the way of life, what a person should have is vairagyam. A person is vairagyam, then he is a sannyasi who goes through mental sannyasa, who has that willingness even to change his lifestyle. That person alone is qualified for studying the Upanishad. And he should be taught Upanishad. That is the instruction given here. I mean, a person should discover vairagyam. Doesn't matter how you a person lives. Okay? And the Shastra believes it is not possible for one to have vairagyam unless a person strictly follows the Vedic way of life. There's no way of discovering dispassion towards worldly things unless and until a person strictly follows the Vedic way of life. It is Shastra's instruction, Shastra's teaching. That's what is said in this mantra. Okay. Ye Krishna Shaddayantaha, who also performs Ekrishihi, Tesham Eva, and also Shirovratam Vidhivat Yaistu Chirnam. Those people by whom Shirovratam also has been done, which means the discipline of, you know, having the hair removed, etc. Only for those people, Shirovratam Yaihi Vidhivat. There is a Vidhi, how one should have had one's hair removed also. I heard at the time of Upanayanam, the Napita, the beautiful mantras we have. When he shaves the right side, there must be some mantras are different. When he shaves the left side, mantras are different. He shaves on the top of the head, mantras are different. We uttering different mantras when a person, you know, he shaves his head. That's called having the hair removed from one's head with the properly in keeping with the rule followed, prescribed by the Shastra. It's called Vidhivat Shirovratam. Yaihi tu Chirnam. Now followed. Yaihi tu Chirnam. Vidhivat Yaihi tu Chirnam. Watch a person alone. Tesham Yeva Yetam Brahma Vidyam Vadeta. Teshameva etam brahma vidyam vadeta. Only to those people brahma vidya should be given. Okay. So, these last words should not put you off. Oh my God, I'm not brahmanishtaha, I'm not kshatriyaha, I'm not upasakaha. No. Here upasakaha, or what Upanishad emphasis is, if a person is not disciplined, don't teach Vedanta. It means, don't teach me what now? The person cannot appreciate the value of it. The person cannot benefit from it also. Tesham eva brahma vidyam vadeta. Only to those people who are qualified, this knowledge should be given. That is the idea here. Okay. So don't worry. We should take in the right sense. I mean, you must be qualified. In the sense, you must have Shraddha in Shastram. That is the final lesson I want to give you all. This is the lesson Swamiji also gives. Okay. Last mantra. Kriyavantaha Shrotriyaha Brahmanishtaha Swayam Ekrishim Shraddhayantaha Tame Shirovratam Vidivat Yaistu Chinam Teshameva Brahma Vidyam Vadeta. Fine. Last mantra we're going to see today. Tade Tat Satyam. Tadetat satyam rishirangirah purovacha rishirangirah purovacha naitadachirnavratodhite namah paramarishibhyo. So tadetat satyam tad Yetat Satyam means, this Tad, Yetad, the pronouns are repeated in the mantras to adjust the meter also. Yetat Satyam, this is the truth. This is the ultimate truth. This is the absolute truth. This is the fact. This is the fact, absolute fact. Satyam, what is that? Rishihi Angiraha Pura Uvacha. Rishihi Angiraha means Angiras becomes Angiraha. So Rishihi Angiraha means the great seer, Rishi, the Angiras, okay, Angiraha, Pura Uvacha. He had said this, okay, he had said this long, 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 long ago. We don't know when, okay. He had said this. he had declared this, he had revealed this. Rishihi Angiraha Pura Uvacha, Angiras Pura Uvacha. What is that? Yetadu, yetad, na yetadu, naitadu. Na yetadu, naitadu. So, yetadu. Chirnavrataha na adhite. Sorry, achirnavrataha. Yetadu, achirnavrataha na adhite. Break it. Na yetadu. Achirna vradaha vrataha adhite. Achirna vrataha na adhite. So here adhite means learns. Adhite learns. Na adhite does not learn. Does not learn means what? Should not learn. Does not means must not learn. There's no right for that person to learn. What does it mean? He should not learn. Even though the verb is in present tense, sometimes Upanishad wants to be very soft. Actually, the instruction, what should be given in imperative mood is given in simple present tense. The person does not learn means the person should not learn. Instead of telling directly should not learn, it says very, very softly does not learn. Because it doesn't want to sound very harsh. Who should not learn? It says, achirnavrataha. Achirnavrataha should not learn. Okay? Which means, achirnavrataha means, vrataha, vratam literally means vow. Chirna means, chirnam vratam yena chirnavrataha. The one who has gone through all the disciplines systematically, one who has gone through all the disciplines systematically, step by step, he is called Chirna Vrataha. Chirna, Chirnam Vratam Yena. Achirnani Vratani Yena. Sahat Chirna Vrataha. The one by whom all the disciplines have been gone through systematically, properly. He is called Chirna Vrataha. But Achirna Vrataha is the one who has not, by whom all the disciplines have not gone through systematically, properly. So the person who has not gone through this discipline systematically means what? He must have been exposed to the teaching. That because of exposure to the teaching, he has Purusharthan Nischeha. He knows the connection between knowledge and moksha. Thereby he becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge. And as a Jigyasa Bhaktaha, as a spiritual person, he is given to the discipline of living a life of karma yoga. He is living a clean, worshipful, prayerful, righteous life of dharma, doing all his duties with in terms of duties pertaining to his ashrama and varna. He does his duties, thereby he becomes mentally qualified, and he is also given to the worshipful life, a religious life, in terms of he becomes also upasaka. He must have, I mean, worshipper of Bhagavan. See, being upasaka does not mean separately. Apart from doing one's mundane duties in conformity with dharma, one must also be a religious person. One must be prayerful and worshipful strictly. There must be some time spent exclusively for worshipping and praying also. Even though worshipping and praying involves only activities, still one must live a religious life, one be religious also. That is what is implied by being upasaka. Not that one must really meditate upon Hiranyagarbha itself. Okay, Hiranyagarbha upasanam in our language implies living strictly a worshipful, prayerful, religious life also. There must be time spent for worship and prayer. Japa, meditation, etc. Such a person, those disciplines, thereby, on the whole, the person becomes what now? Qualified for the attainment of jnanam. He will have adequate degree of vairagyam, viveka. He will have chadana chatushtya sampatthi. Such a person is called chirnavrataha. Otherwise, he will be an achirna vrataha, who has not gone through these disciplines properly. Then if a person is not really, is still not known, does not know the value of dharma, does not live a life of dharma, does not discipline enough, No, and there's no faith in Bhagavan, there's no Shraddha in worship, there's no Shraddha in prayer, there's no Shraddha in religious life, being religious. He doesn't see the meaning of anything, the person. Because he doesn't understand the connection. He's not able to appreciate Bhagavan being the order. Because of his own thinking or the effect of his belief in science and those not having Shraddha in Shastram may make a person a little indifferent. Then such a person is Achirna Vrataha. So Achirna Vrataha should not learn. Who is not, in fact, one who is not qualified is Achirna Vrataha. Achirna Vrataha should not learn Upanishad. Strictly Upanishad says, after teaching, Upanishad puts it differently. Achirna Vrataha na adhite should not learn. So even if you're Achirna Vratas, now hereafter we should make all possible effort to become Chirna Vrataha. The doesn't mean one should go and have a hair shaven and all that. What it means is, in the buddhi, in the mind, one must become Chirna Vrataha. One must become qualified. Okay? Achirna Vrataha Vidyam Na Adhite. Okay, having said that strictly, Upanishad says, Namaha Rishibhyo Parama Rishibhyaha. Namo Rishibhyo Parama Rishibhyaha. So, the greatest wisdom has been revealed by the Rishis in the Upanishads. And also, the fact also has been declared by the Rishi here, Rishi Angiras. Therefore, Parama Rishibhyaha Namaha. Salutations, prostrations unto those great Rishis. So this knowledge should not be learnt by one who has not followed strictly the prescribed rules and rules, the way of life. So prostrations, salutations unto the great, great Rishis who revealed this wisdom to us. Namo Rishibhyo Parama Rishibhyaha. Okay, any questions here? Now you have Swamiji's book. All of you have the book. And you have the mantras, you know how to break it. Now you have got a clue of what has been said there. Now you can please read those books. And please, any doubts, we can continue to clarify. Okay?
Swamini?
Yeah?
The 2.2.9...
Yeah.
Vidyade Hridaya Granthihi.
Yeah.
In that it says the paravare, which is in the form of cause and effect.
Yeah.
I thought it's neither the cause nor the effect.
That's true. What I'm saying, see, para avaram. Para means param brahma. Avaram means maya. Okay. Paravare brahmani, when you say, there, paravaram or paratpare? Parapare. Yeah, param, avaram, there. See, the word paravaram is used two meanings. One place it means consciousness and maya. Okay? Other place, maya is, karanam is said to be param, effect is said to be avaram. Param, maya, cause, avaram, effect, the universe. Bhagavan is neither the cause nor the effect. But Bhagavan means absolute reality, the pure consciousness is neither the cause nor the effect. But the cause also is Brahma, effect also is Brahma. Karana Karya Vilakshanam Brahma. Karana Karya Vilakshanam Brahma means what? Absolute reality is neither the cause nor the effect. But there cannot be cause nor can there be effect without the Brahman. See, Brahman as the source of the Maya, the Shakti, is not involved in anything. Is free. Okay? We say, but there cannot be Maya or the Maya Karyam Jagat. Neither there cannot be cause nor can there be effect without the Brahma. Therefore, we say, from the standpoint of the effect, we have to say effect is Brahma, cause is Brahma. But Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect.
Thank you, Brahma.
You get to remember this word, Karana Karya Vilakshanam Brahma. Let me, I'll see you in 10 minutes time for Sanskrit class.